Geological Update, Carol Paulson, 1053, 12513, copy to Henry Zeitman, MD, fax 972-625-8787. Please see the chairman, no full detail. She is doing great with her headache. She's only had one migraine in the last 3 months. Her physical therapist, Linda Campbell, has been doing cold laser along the trigeminal nerve pathway, and also has had a good response to the intradermal needle of the lesser occipital nerve in the ear. This is the best her headaches have been in a long while. Perhaps on our last visit, we went into more detail about a phenomena in which that with the more activity, even just walking a half a block, she has a variety of symptoms, including palpitations, increased weakness, tremor, increased stiffness on the right side that is distinctly different than the post-exertional myalgia she got with her typical fibromyalgia. It had some overlap with short-circuiting fatigue, comma, and she describes some negative myoclonus, i.e. drop attacks, i.e. loss of muscle tone. However, there are many diagnostic considerations that must be considered, including the following. Hypoxemia with her history of COPD, comma, cardiac related, comma, peripheral arterial disease, comma, metabolic myopathy, comma, or basal ganglia related, i.e. Hypertonicity, negative myoclonus with exercise. This can be seen with CNS channelopathies. I've asked her to keep detailed records when these spells occur and make environmental observations. And on the next visit, I'm going to have her come back, do a baseline neurological exam, have her walk as far as she can, and then re-examine her and see if there's any differences. Also, lumbar stenosis can present this way. In fact, her current examination is actually slightly improved. The proximal weakness of the lower extremities was a 4+, now it's a 5, and the foot remains a 5, but the 20% loss of vibration is unchanged in the feet, the reflexes are absent, the plantar response is flexor, the tone is normal. In the path, we'll have her come at the end of the day so I can repeat the exam and go over her diary for the diagnosis treatment with finished results. I would ask that you check do an ox a blood gas on her at rest and after exertion, or else monitor that with a pulse oximetry, and consider doing a ankle ABI index. Well, capital ABI in your office. I've also given her some an article on metabolic enhancers for muscles.
Yeah, so what you